argue about this. My environmental group is meeting here today, and that's fine.
But we are still airing out the place from last time. Newsflash, natural deodorant does not work.
Morgan, they're great people. I mean, they're a little pasty, a little furry, a little gamey, but great people.
Well, I'm out of here. Sabrina, do you want to go to the mall?
Sorry, I'm already going shopping with my boyfriend.
Wow, when a guy goes shopping, it's definitely love.
Long-lasting mascara.
Oh, you don't need that. You look great without makeup.
Actually, I don't think you've ever seen me without... Thank you.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I see you're just browsing today.
Whoa, you okay?
Yeah, it's these new mules. They're stylish, but not great for walking.
Then why'd you buy them?
Oh, you have so much to learn about women.
We're a mystery. Well, I'm heading up to the fifth floor. There's a buyer up there that wants to look at my designs, and I have a feeling that today might be my lucky
day. Morgan, watch out!
Did you just see that? I almost died. Thank God for that wind.
And for my little windmaker? Wait, that didn't sound right.
And then, just as I was about to plummet to my death, this huge gust of wind swept me right back up on my feet. And Sabrina was completely useless. She just stood there pointing.
Hey, I'll have you know that if that ever happens again, I promise I won't point.
You know, this whole near-death thing has really gotten me thinking. I don't want to be remembered just for my fashion sense and great hair. I want to be remembered for being a do-gooder. But one that looks pretty and smells nice.
Morgan, that's fantastic. And I'll support you in anything you decide to do.
I'm coming to your environmental meeting. Anything but that.
Rox, come on. Morgan wants to get involved with someone other than herself.
Okay, fine. You can help me collate the handouts.
There you go, Morgan. Collating handouts to save the trees, which are then cut down to make paper, which ironically are what the handouts are made of. There you go.
Great dirty denims. If you're a sharecropper.
And where did you get these earrings? Because I am never shopping there.
Okay, who are you? Why are you here? And does Sister Mary Elizabeth know you're skipping class?
Sabrina, these girls aren't ditching P.E.
We're the Fates. The Fates? You mean the three girls who manipulate innocent people's lives with cruel random acts?
So you've heard of us. Cool.
I'm Paris.
Mackenzie.
Ashley.
I'm hoping this is just a social call, and you're right, never wearing those jeans again. Am I?
Oh, can I tell her why we're here? Please!
Yeah, if I want it to come out all wrong. Mackenzie, go.
We weave a tapestry of every person's life, and when it's time for that person to die, we snip the thread. Snip.
Today was Morgan Kavanaugh's time to die, but we didn't get to snip. Do you know why? Because of that freaky, unexplained gust of wind? I mean, lucky break, huh?
You owe us. Big time.
Huge time.
Yeah, really big, huge time.
Sorry.
I had to save Morgan's life. I had no choice.
We make the choices, not you. I hope you're in the mood for something horrific.
It's payback time.
But first, mall time. Let's motor. Left shoulder, Zeppo.
Well, it's been nice knowing you, Sab.
Oh, come on, they're schoolgirls. What are they gonna do? Say I can't have lunch at the cool table? Been there.
Let me put it this way. They gave Lincoln his theater tickets.
What am I gonna do? I can't take on the Fates.
You could do what I always do. Call the weak one from the herd and attack her from behind a big rock.
Salem, that's perfect.
course, whenever I do that, I get the tar kicked out of me.
Okay, hold still, Ashley.
Oh! Oh, bummer! I slipped. Good luck with that.
You guys!
Excuse me. Do you have anything that will remove this?
Absolutely.
Sabrina!
Ashley! Now, isn't this a coinkydink? There we go, all gone. You know, you have the most beautiful features.
I do?
Hello? Look at your nose! I mean, you could be a nose model. You know, you could do commercials for tissues and cold medicine, you name it.
Nasal spray?
Absolutely. Now, hold still.
So, how are you guys planning on killing me?
I couldn't possibly tell you that.
You have the most gorgeous lashes.
Okay. Paris wanted some serious dismemberment, and Mackenzie was lobbying for leprosy, but we settled on you tripping over a rug this afternoon, hitting your head on the banister, and going into a coma.
Wow. That's both horrific and boring.
Ashley, can we talk girl to goddess?
Look, I'm really sorry that I stepped in and saved Morgan's life, but she's one of my best friends. You'd do the same thing for a friend, right?
If I had any.
Well, you've got one now. You know, unless I should bash my head in and fall into a coma, how much fun would I be then?
Well, I suppose I could reweave your tapestry.
Hey, there's an idea.
But I'd have to ask Paris and Mackenzie first.
No, no, they're not the boss of you. I mean, don't you decide your own fate? Get it?
No. But you still have to be punished for that whole Morgan thing.
Right. Well, how about if instead of the coma, I stub my toe? I mean, that hurts like the dickens, and I did just get a pedicure.
I'll see what I can do.
Here, take some free blush. Not that you need it. Please let me stub my toe. Please let me stub my toe. Please let me stub my toe. Are you okay? Yeah, honestly, I've never been better. Carry on saving the planet.
So, as I was saying, if we don't act soon, these woods will be turned into a parking lot.
Well, can you tell him to make the spaces wide enough to fit my Boxster? I know it's little, but I like to park diagonally. It's prettier in profile.
Remember how I was so worried about her embarrassing me? Well, we rounded that corner about 40 minutes ago when she served veal kebabs.
Oh, are there any left? So I can throw them out? Morgan is just new at this. You know, you have to help her out, show her the ropes. And someday I'm sure she'll make you proud.
Guess what? I just signed us up for an all-night rave at Big Oak.
It's not a rave. It's a protest. And Big Oak is not a club. It's a tree.
I'm not following.
You just volunteered us to sleep in a tree.
See? Aren't you proud of her now?
Gotta go.
Oh, no, you're back. I mean, welcome back. You know, there is a whole slew of fashion don'ts in the other room just waiting to be humiliated. We are furious. How dare you take advantage of Ashley?
That is our job.
We are so getting you back, and it is going to be gnarly.
And ugly.
Yeah, really gnarly and ugly. Two.
Come on, I'm in a really good place right now. I'm not ready to be snipped, gnarled, or comed. Please, please don't mess up my life.
Hey, how's the love of my life? You, ready to grab a bite?
No, not now. Now's not a good time.
So, who is this?
No one. No one at all. Just some wandering vagabond. Take some bread and be gone.
Love of my life, huh?
Sabrina, what's going on?
Just some local cheerleader selling candy bars, which I promised to buy thousands of if you'll just skip along your merry way.
He is so cute.
Cute? He is drop-dead gorgeous.
Emphasis on the drop-dead.
No!
Hey, Sabrina, let the girl talk.
I guess we should be going. Sabrina, you're a tough customer, but we'll figure out a way to get to you. And I think we just did.
Snip, snip.
No! Anything but the snip! I just like you with long hair. I'm breathing.
Fate. Twist of, fickle finger of. Why isn't there anything about stopping fate? I mean, who knows what they're gonna do to Aaron unless I come up with something.
Oh, boy.
Here's something. To cheat death, the fates must be thwarted 3 times. Thwarted? Who am I, Batman?
Oh, thanks.
Don't eat that!
Why not?
Because it could kill you. Like meat does when it's improper prepared or laced with strychnine. Ugh. Who put Swiss cheese on a burger?
The cook, when you order it that way. Thanks. Any issue with the fries?
No, I'm sure they're fine. Not fine!
Oh, thanks. You ever heard of the Heimlich maneuver?
I prefer the Pez maneuver, but at least you're safe. Unless that's where I lost my charm bracelet.
Hey, aren't those the girls that I just saw at your house?
No. All teenagers look alike, sullen and unemployed, and vindictive. Well, anyway, that's enough eating. Time to walk it off. Obesity, America's silent killer.
No, I still have to pay for that burger.
It's okay, I'm running a tab. Flying Death Stars, get down!
Flying Death Stars?
Over at that Chinese restaurant over there. Oh, but spicy? Yeah, that's the death part. Let's go. Well, this could turn out okay. I mean, as long as we're up in this tree, they can't chop it down.
But it might get a little tight once the rest of my luggage arrives.
Morgan, I think you're missing the whole point of this. We're supposed to be at one with nature.
Well, I'm sitting on 50 yards of leather. What could be more natural than that?
Only 23 hours and 49 minutes left to go.
Hello? Wow, great reception up here.
And each minute, more excruciating than the last.
Is there a problem?
No problem. The world's just a big, scary place is all. No! No street crossing on my watch.
Oh, but Mom, all the other kids are allowed to cross the street.
Oh, well, all the other kids wanted to jump off a cliff. Would you... Look, I just want you to be safe. I gotta watch what I say. Hey, looks like rain. Well, that was very Looney Tunes.
What is with the umbrella? It's a beautiful day.
You know what? It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day because I have thwarted you 3 times. Count them. French fry in the gullet, ninja death stars to the head, safe falling from the sky. Ha! You lose, I win. You lose, I win. You can't kill my boyfriend now. Woohoo!
Sabrina, you're never going to believe this. I'm the new head of A&R for Warner Records in Los Angeles.
You're moving to L.A.?
Yeah, and I start tomorrow.
But what about a... Maybe we can't kill him. But good luck with that long distance thing. You're breaking us up. You lose, we win.
You lose, we win. You lose, we win. You lose, we win.
You lose. Woohoo!
And through this affirmation, the trees and mankind will live in peace and harmony.
And double pepperoni.
Do you mind? I'm trying to commune with nature.
And I am trying to communicate with the pizza guy. Okay, after the fields, you'll pass some bushes and a creek. And then we're sitting on top of this big brown and green thingy.
Hey, Sabrina, what do you think of this? Aaron was a good man with particularly good hair.
They're not killing him. Now the princesses are trying to break us up by moving him to L.A. But I'm not going to let that happen. They're not the only ones that can do a little weaving.
Lots of luck. You can't even thread a needle.
Maybe not, but you can.
Okay.
Wow. This is the first den of evil I've ever been in with pink shag carpeting.
I wish I could say the same. Oh, man, I miss hanging out with Elvis.
Salem, focus. We have to find Aaron's tapestry.
Is it this one on the loom with his name on it?
Good focusing. Oh, look at all the knots. Poor Aaron.
When he grows a tail, I'll throw a pity party.
But in the meantime, we've got a little reweaving to do. Any chance this is a weave by number? Well, I can kiss this manicure goodbye, but I think I still got myself a boyfriend.
Sabrina, I've been looking all over for you. Guess what? I'm not moving to Los Angeles after all.
Well, isn't that a shocker?
No, I'm moving to Laos.
Oh, now that really is a shocker. Would you excuse me for a moment?
Sabrina, I've got some bad news.
You're still moving to Laos?
No, but I've been doing some research, and I think I have rickets.
Please tell me you're praying because you've been cured of rickets and you're not moving to Laos.
No. I've had an epiphany. I'm going to join a nunnery.
Your turn. How's it going?
For a cat who's weaving with paws on a loom, remarkable.
Oh, hi. This isn't Atlantic City. No wonder I couldn't find the nickel slots. Gotta go. Bye.
Get me Sabrina's tapestry. Now we're really gonna have some fun.
Huh? Now you've really done it. Sabrina was a good woman with particularly good hair. Hey, it still works.
Cute. Let's see you weave your way out of an animal shelter once I'm gone.
Sabrina, listen, before I go to L.A., there's something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, no. Here it comes. Okay, I'm ready. Just make it quick.
You know, I knew I was going to ask you this from the moment that I first met you. And I just realized, what am I waiting for? Sabrina, will you marry me?
What? Are you insane? You don't want to marry me?
Yes, I do. I love you. Sabrina, we belong together. It's fate.
Yeah, you better believe it's fate. Okay. This is just getting ridiculous. All right, you little delinquents. It's recess at St. Bratz. Look, all I did was save my friend's life, and all you've done since then is try to ruin mine. Forcing Aaron to propose makes a mockery of our entire relationship. This ends here and now.
Well, aren't you the little drama queen?
First of all, we don't have to ruin your life. You're an expert at doing that all by yourself. Just look at your tapestry.
And second, we had nothing to do with Mr. Honeyman popping the question.
But what about the ring?
Oh, he got that last Thursday.
But that was before any of this started.
Uh-huh.
So you just sat back and watched me destroy the most significant and special moment of my entire life?
Oh, yeah.
We had popcorn and everything.
Well, that explains the butter and salt all over my teen years.
Are you sure you don't want some pizza?
No, I don't want some pizza, and I don't want a facial, and I don't want a manicure, and I don't want to borrow your scented buckwheat pillow.
Why not?
Because this is a protest, not a day at the spa.
I'm protesting.
Hardly.
I don't know what you are getting so upset about. You're the one who's always telling me to think about what's important. Well, you know what's important to me? Having a good time. Enjoying life. Just because you're giving back to society doesn't mean you have to suffer.
Yes, it does. That's how it's done.
Why?
Well, because it's... You see... Oh, just read the newsletter.
Sure you don't want any pizza? It's veggie.
Well, maybe just one piece. Salem, is there any chance that Aaron is just in the other room laughing over the callous, uncaring way I rejected his marriage proposal?
No, but I got a little chuckle out of it.
Flight 892 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed.
Hi there. Hi.
Hello, Sabrina.
Aaron, you've got to believe me. I'm really sorry. I guess I just didn't think you were sincere about proposing to me.
What part seemed insincere? Me offering you the diamond ring or getting down on my knees and bearing my soul?
It's sounding a lot more sincere now. Look, I know how you must feel. I mean, you must be totally humiliated, completely embarrassed.
Yeah, I was there. Thanks.
Well, I just came here to say I love you. And that I knew we belonged together the very first moment I saw you.
Now that sounded sincere.
Should have heard it when I said it.
Would you mind if we... You know, and for the record, if you ever felt like proposing to me again, I could pretty much guarantee that my answer would be different. And
You wouldn't even have to have the ring with you. But if you did, that would be nice, too.
You know, some people might call me an idiot. I don't care.
Hey, idiot. You're kneeling in gum.
And I don't care. Sabrina, will you...
Yes!
Wait for me to finish?
Sorry. Right. Please go on.
Sabrina, will you marry me?
How I always pictured it would be.
What, being proposed to in a crowded airport by a guy with gum on his pants?
No, being proposed to by you. The gum is just a nice touch.
Okay, guys, shift's over.
Oh, no, we're not going anywhere. We are committed to this big old tree.
And having fun doing it. There's nothing that could possibly get us to leave this tree.
Guess what, guys?
We're out of here.